GPI.
We need to have growth. We need to have protection of that growth. So if we get a gain, we make sure we protect that gain. The most important part of a total retirement plan is having lifetime income you can never, ever outlive.
For your GPI in retirement, call 888-702-8898 or text VEGAS to 888-702-8898. Call or text VEGAS to 888-702-8898.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Carry on my wayward son, don't you cry no more.
Carry on, all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Social Security is with you through life's journey, from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address, all from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information. Anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, coming up a little bit later on, Mark Hutchison, just after 5 o'clock, founding partner of Hutchison and Stephan, we're going to get a chance to visit with him. And I'm going to ask him, is it legal, is it constitutional to force people to take the vaccine? Because that seems to be the big issue of the day. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, at 3:30 on a Friday afternoon, we do have your typical congestion as you try to squeeze your way through the spaghetti bowl there on the 515. It is a bottleneck. You go from four lanes down to two in each direction there with that bridge reconstruction work. So very slow, 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange, 515 westbound at Eastern. Heavy volumes on the Beltway too, both north and south. 215 eastbound at Valley Verde, touch and go, 215 westbound at Tenaya. Also, very slow on that transition, leaving Interstate 15 north over to the 515 and Interstate 11 south at Horizon Drive. The on and off ramps will close tonight. That's at 7 p.m.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly.
Pretty much zero optimism about UNLV football going into the year. One day after they were picked to finish last in the Mountain West preseason poll, they were completely shut out in the Mountain West Conference all-conference preseason team. 11 players on offense, 11 on defense, and four special teams players, and not a single UNLV player to be found. UNLV running back Charles Williams made the preseason team last year, but then last season he had just 495 yards total. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they've got their schedule for the upcoming season. They will begin the year on October 12th when they host Seattle in Seattle's first game as a franchise. This Sports Flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Enjoy a powerful business upgrade with Dell Technologies' Black Friday and July event. Get amazing savings with up to 50% off high-performance computers and tech built for business, and be able to take your office with you with Windows 10 Pro. Plus, get great offers on Dell servers, monitors, docks, and more, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Call 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL, and speak to a Dell Technologies advisor today.
Finding your true love is one of life's great adventures. Let Christian Mingle guide you on this journey and join our growing community of practicing singles looking for the one. Life is full of surprises. The one God intends for you might be closer than you think, even at your church. Embrace the adventure that awaits you with Christian Mingle. Visit christianmingle.com/radio today. That's christianmingle.com/radio.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000. 870-4000.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local, brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, the electric bikes. You got to check them out. Check them out at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. Dr. Jay Bodacharita is a noted physician at the University of, Stanford University in Palo Alto, and was on with Julie Banderas this morning on Fox News, and he said something that resonated with me, and it's kind of the crux of the argument for masks, no masks, masks indoors, masks just for people who are unvaccinated. But he said that masking for the vaccinated really sends the wrong message. Let's go to cut one real quick and see if we can squeeze this in. This is Dr. Jay Bodacharita from Stanford University. Here it is on Fox.
Would you agree, though, with the advice that if you are vaccinated, you do not have to wear a mask anywhere in public, neither indoor or out?
I do agree with that. I think that's good advice. I think telling people that they're vaccinated that they need to wear a mask sends a signal to the unvaccinated.
It sure does.
That the vaccine isn't working. I mean, we need to encourage vaccination rates among the vulnerable people who would get a bad response if they were to get COVID. Basically, vaccinated people wearing a mask sends the wrong signal, I think. Okay. So I think that's the right advice.
And I want you to send a message of whether or not and how this vaccination really does work. For those who are reluctant to get the vaccine and have not gotten the vaccine, tell our viewers exactly how effective this vaccine is and whether or not you were to be one of those that happens to be one of the breakout cases where you are vaccinated and you get the Delta variant, the level of sickness compared to somebody who would not be vaccinated, it is black and white, and the vaccine works.
absolutely. The vaccine is a fantastic vaccine in protecting against severe illness. It doesn't seem to be doing a great job at protecting against getting the virus, but it turns what you get into something very mild compared to what might have happened. That's why, for instance, you're seeing many, many fewer deaths and hospitalizations this time, even as cases go up. The same has happened in Israel. The same has happened in Sweden. The same has happened in the UK. Cases have gone up, but deaths and hospitalizations have not by the same measure. That's really the big difference. The vaccine, in a sense, has solved turned the epidemic into something much less deadly than it was last summer. Please get the vaccine.
Finish your thought.
Yeah, I mean, please get the vaccine. If you are in a vulnerable group, you absolutely should get the vaccine, and it's quite important. Talk to your doctor about it.
Right now, even as we speak, community volunteers are strategically positioned countywide, and they have a new thing that's just out. It's called Operation Get Out the Vaccine. Which is kind of a play on a political deal, Get Out the Vote, GOTV. They always call it Get Out the Vote or GOTV. This is GOTV AX, so it's Get Out the Vaccine. And I don't know that this is going to work. But as of yesterday, there were more than 8,000 flyers that were distributed in 5 zip codes across Clark County. And the operation includes 47 local volunteers, 95 FEMA staff, and 19 state staff, including members of the Division of Emergency Management and the Department of Health and Human Services. All team members have completed training for the outreach and event support. So what they're going to do, they're going to be knocking on your door. If you live in these 5 zip codes, the chances are you're going to get a knock on the door. I'm going to be honest with you. I've already, you're preaching to the choir. I got the 2 Pfizer vaccines. I've had the virus. I tested positive. And simply put, you won't have to spend a lot of time with me. And I probably will not waste my time talking to you, because I'm fully vaccinated. I've had the virus, and simply put, I'm not gonna waste a lot of time with it. Good luck with my next door neighbors and the people across the street, and that you're welcome to do that. Although in some of these gated communities, they may not let you in. I don't know. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on this Friday edition of Live and Local on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to your radio again on the weekend. On Sunday, you can enjoy The Jesus Christ Show, Gun Talk, Frontlines of Freedom, and Hillary Kramer's Millionaire Maker. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Good minute. I'm Steve Siddall. Joining me today is America's Wealth Coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Now, Coach, on your show Financial Safari, you often talk about case studies and successful retirements, and you use the term spend and leave. Break that down for me.
Albert Einstein once said that, a mistake you learn from, right? That's good. He said, but that makes you smart to learn from your own mistakes. He said, but geniuses learn from other people's mistakes. Steve, let's learn from other people's successes. Let's be even more of a genius. You can learn a lot from somebody messing up, but all you know is what not to do. Mm-hmm. So let's tell you what you should do. We need to have that lifetime income plan. And, Steve, this needs to be done as soon as possible. People are saying, well, Coach, I'm not retired yet. I shouldn't worry about income plan. Yes, you should. If you're 50 or older, it's time to start looking at the risk you're taking, the diversification you're taking in the market, but more importantly, how much money have you dedicated to lifetime income? Steve, you're paying yourself when you do this. You're putting money away. It's going to grow. It's going to protect the growth. And then when you decide you're going to get lifetime income, we'd like to have more than one of these. We'd like to have four or five different buckets of income in retirement, and then we activate them when we choose. Therefore, you have inflation protection. You have tax protection, too. If your tax bills go up, you've got a bucket to reach in to pay the taxes. Taxes are never going away, by the way. Do you think so?
I don't think so at all. I think they're going up.
Yeah, they're here. So we need a tax navigation strategy. We call it a TNS to make sure that where your money is in the right place. And if it's not, we can help give you directions to get your money in the lowest taxable environment possible. You're always going to have to pay taxes, but you don't have to pay more than you're supposed to. So let's make sure you do that and get your lifetime income plan, $1,000 value. The next 20 people who call right now, there'll be no cost or obligation.
Yeah, that sounds great. Coach, call 888-702-6932 or text the word VEGAS to 888-702-6932. That's right. We make it easy for you. Text the word VEGAS to 888-702-6932.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered financial advisor.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Friday edition of Live and Local. It's the end of the week, and it's the end of an era in Cleveland Browns football. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And before we get to what I wanted to talk about, I want to share with you that the Cleveland Indians, I'm sorry, not the Browns, the Cleveland Indians are getting a new name beginning next season. And gentleman Jim Dallas, a guy that has roots in Ohio, although he's a Reds fan, he's not an Indians fan.
That's true.
But this is something totally new. The Guardians. Why the Guardians?
You know, I looked at it, and if you, in your mind, you think of all the Cleveland Indians uniforms that they had, they would have a picture of Chief Wahoo. They that of course was prominent on their hat, and also on their front. Now they also have one that says Cleveland on it, and the last part of it, it goes underneath where it says Cleveland all the way back to the other side of the shirt again. Same thing with the Indians. They used to have Indians across the front, but the S, you would just curve it all the way around, all the way back to the first letter. And I guess they're going to be doing that with the Guardians, because if you look, Indians, Guardians, the last five letters are the same. So they're very similar in look at first glance. Now, obviously, when you think of the Indians, you're thinking of something other than the Guardians. That's why I thought they were going to go with something completely different, Kevin. I thought they would go with the Spiders.
There's Spiders.
there's no sports team has such a unique name as the Spiders. Now, that was under consideration. They threw a lot of them out there, and that was one of them. But they're going to go with the Guardians, and certainly there's nothing wrong with that. You would think that would be more centered towards a Washington, D.C. team. Basically, you know, the Guardians, the military,
yeah,
the generals. You know, that's what you would think. But I guess they were trying to stay as close to the look as possible.
Yeah.
And that's my theory, anyway.
The reason I wanted to have you on, I know you've been following this story for the last couple of days. National Football League has new guidelines for getting the vaccine. And there seems to be a bunch of pushback from some name brand players who don't like the idea of being forced to vaccinate. What do we know so far? And who are some of these players?
Well, DeAndre Hopkins, of course, he put together four or five really great seasons with the Houston Texans, and now he plays with the Arizona Cardinals just south of us here, and he is the highest paid wide receiver in the National Football League right now. Now, he has since deleted the tweet, but earlier in the week, he says that he, and based on the new rules, they say if a player tests positive who's unvaccinated, they have to be on the sideline and sequester themselves for 10 days, where someone who is vaccinated only has to sequester for 2 days. Now, also, if there are so many people on the team that can't play that week, then you will forfeit. And not only will you forfeit the game, but the other teams will not get paid either, according to what I saw from the NFL. So DeAndre Hopkins says, oh, wait a minute, I don't want to cost my teammates. I don't want to make enemies. So he basically said, I don't know what my future is in the NFL. This is the highest paid wide receiver in the league, in a passing league. So it doesn't get much bigger than that in terms of name. Now, there's another name, Cole Beasley. He's a wide receiver for the Bills. He's a journeyman, been around a couple of teams. But here's what they have to do. If he wants to play, they're going to have to be required to wear masks every day. They have to wear masks at all the team facilities while they're traveling. They cannot use the same sauna and steam room as other people who are vaccinated. When they leave the team hotel to eat at restaurants, that's prohibited. You got to stay in your hotel room. No social media marketing sponsorship activities will be permitted. None of that. It just doesn't sound fair, because the leftists have been telling us for almost 50 years now, like a woman has a choice, okay? My body, my choice. Why is that not the case here? Yeah. My body, my choice. So a couple of big names out there. There are others, too.
Well, and you cannot tell me we're not going to hear from the NFLPA, the Players Association, because this is unilateral. It has no input from the players that I know of, and you're right. I mean, it's unfair, but I think it's also outside of the boundaries of the collective bargaining agreement, the CBA.
Right. And what Cole Beasley is talking about, and he was saying the same thing. Did we vote on this? No. He stays in the hotel. We have the meetings. We're all together. Vaccinated players can go out of the hotel, and they can bring COVID back to where he is. And he sequestered himself. So it doesn't make any sense.
It is not science at work. I think that's a nice way of putting it. But it's just incredible that the NFL has allowed itself to be ridiculed like this.
And not only that, Kevin, but they also are talking about having wristbands for people when they're around the practice facilities and during game day. If you're vaccinated, you'll have a certain color. If you're not vaccinated, you'll have another color. So they're basically targeting people. targeting people who don't have vaccines. Oh, there's a guy that doesn't have a vaccine.
Yeah, the Scarlet Letter.
The Scarlet Letter. It's here. It's not coming. It's here.
Wow. Gentleman Jim Dallas, I'll be interested to see what the first response of the NFLPA is, because they're going to go nuts over this thing. This it doesn't work. It just doesn't work, and you know, you're going to have lawsuits. You're going to have all kinds of stuff. The National Football League is setting itself up really badly. Anyway, thanks though, Jim. Coming up, top of the hour. A guy I love having on because he lights it up, man. Jesse Turner, GOP candidate for Congress in CD1. He's a civil rights leader. He is a homeless activist, and he is a politician. He's running for CD1, trying to unseat Dina Titus. That's a good idea. Stay with us. More to come as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. It is Friday on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Heard nightly, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to midnight, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, only on AM 670.
Back then, we'd spend nights in front of the boob tube. We'd take our same seats, smoke cigarettes, and watch until the station played. We all smoked in those days. If that was you then, get your lungs screened now. Surviving lung cancer starts with a scan. Learn more at screenyourlungs.org. This PSA was made possible by industry funding and guidance from lung cancer patient groups.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Friday edition. Coming up about 4:35, you're going to hear from a true American hero. He is running for the U.S. Senate here in Nevada. He's a resident of Reno. He's a former U.S. Army captain who suffered burns and wounds when his vehicle was struck by an IED blast in Afghanistan back in 2008. We tried to bring you this interview a couple of times. Unfortunately, we had lost power for a couple of days. But hey, we're up and running. I listened. I was on with the guys with the club, and I had a good time with them this morning. So you're going to love hearing from Captain Sam Brown. That's coming up 4:35 right here. Also, a little bit later on, can we be